Now, we change style completely. I'm going to give you now a Ronnie Drew track, which I, for some reason, find difficult to say, and it's one of my favourite Ronnie Drew tracks. I accompanied him once singing this song. It's entitled Donegal Danny.
I remember the night that he came in, wintry, cold and damp. A giant of a man in an oilskin coat, and the bundle that told he was a tramp. He stood at the bar and he called a pint, then turned and gazed at the fire. On a night like this, to be safe and dry is my one and only desire. So he that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I bid you adieu. St. Donegal, Danny's been here, me boys. Donegal, Danny's been here.
Then in a voice that was hushed and low, he said, listen, I'll tell you a tale. How a man of the sea became a man of the roads, and never more will set sail. I fished out of host and Killybeg, Ardlass and Baltimore. But the cruel sea has beaten me, and I'll end my days on the shore.
So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I'll bid you adieu. St. Donegal, Danny's been here, me boys. Donegal, Danny's been here.
One fateful night in the wind and the rain, we set sail from Killybeg town. There were five of us from sweet Donegal, and one from County Down. We were fishermen who worked the sea, and never counted the cost. But I never thought, ere that night was done, that my fine friends would all be lost.
So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I'll bid you adieu. St. Donegal, Danny's been here, me boys. Donegal, Danny's been here.
Then the storm, it broke and drove the boat to the rocks about 10 miles from shore. As we fought the tide, we hoped inside to see our homes once more. Then we struck a rock and holed a bow, and all of us knew that she'd go down. So we jumped right into the icy sea and prayed to God we wouldn't drown. But the raging sea was rising still as we struck out for the land. And she fought with all her cruelty to claim that gallant man. By St. John's Point in the early dawn, I dragged myself on the shore. And I cursed the sea for what he'd done, and vowed to sail her nevermore.
So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I'll be you and you. St. Donegal, Danny's been here, me boys. Donegal, Danny.
Ronnie Drew and his friends telling us the sad story of Donegal Danny. Thorsham Ageistock Sounds Irish, Limisha, Joe Bollard. This next track is sung by Dermot O'Brien. Now, Dermot, no longer with us, he's gone to God now, but Dermot and I were great friends. He was a tremendous musician. He could sing a good song, he could write a good song, and he could play, oh, amazingly, on in the early days on the accordion, but I think in latter days he turned to the keyboard. But here he's telling the story of a young man leaving, one of those songs again, leaving his native home in Ireland. And his girlfriend gives him a shamrock and says, "When you look at this shamrock, think of me." Here's Dermot O'Brien.
In the dark, a ship was anchored on a bright St. Patrick's Day. On the quay, a lasso was sighing for her lover going away. In her hand, she held an emblem, and its parted leaves were three, and her parting words were, "Darling, look at these and think of me. Three leaf shamrock I adore thee. Your three leaves I long to see. When there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee." Just before the ship had started, as she laid her hand on mine, just before we had parted, she looked with loving eyes so kind. To my coat she pinned an emblem, and its parted leaves were three, and her parting words were, "Darling, look at these and think of me. Three leaves shamrock I adore thee. Your three leaves I long to see. When there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee." But tonight I am an exile, far from home and far from thee. Next my heart I'll wear your token, love no matter where I be. And though all the seas divide us, and your face I might never see, when there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee. Three leaf shamrock I adore thee. Your three leaves I long to see. When there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee. I'll come home and I'll marry thee.
Dermot O'Brien telling us all about the three-leaf shamrock. which of course you all know is the emblem, or one of the emblems, of Ireland. I've told you quite often on Sounds Irish that we, as we were growing up, we used to have hoolies, not every week, but well, every second or third week on a Sunday evening. This was before we had television. Joe used to play the piano and everybody in the family had to do their own little bit, whether it was a song or a monologue or whatever. But around Christmas time and during holiday time, we'd invite some of the neighbours to come in and join us. And there was one particular neighbour of ours used to sing this next song. She was a lovely old lady, very quiet, and had a sweet voice. She used to sing this song now that I'm going to play for you, sung here by Frank McCafferty.
When the golden sun sinks in the west, and the toil of a long day is o'er, though the road may be long, in the lilt of the song I forget I was weary before. Far ahead, where the blue shadows fall, I shall come to contentment and rest, and the toils of the day will be all charmed away in my little grey home in the west. There are hands that will welcome me in, there are lips I am burning to kiss, there are two eyes that shine just because they are mine, and a thousand things other men miss. It's a corner of heaven itself, though it's only a tumble down nest, but with love brooding there, why no place can compare with my little grey home in the west. Can compare with my little grey home in the west.
Ah, happy days! Frank McCafferty and My Little Grey Home in the West, a memory jogger for Joe. Promised you earlier we might have another track from Foster and Allen. I'm as good as my word, but they're not singing an Irish song. It's a Scottish song. And I'll dedicate this to any Mary listening to me.
I have heard the mavis singing his love song to the morn. I have seen the dewdrop clinging to the rose just newly born. But a sweeter song has cheered me at the evening's gentle close, and I've seen an eye still brighter than the dewdrop on the rose. 'Twas thy voice, my gentle Mary, and thine artless winning smile, that has made this world an Eden. Mary, my voice may lose its sweetness, and thine eye its brightness too. Though thy step may lack its fleetness, and thy hair its sunny, still to me wilt thou be dearer than all the world shall own. I have loved thee for thy beauty, but not for that alone. I have sought thy heart, dear Mary, and its goodness was the wine that has made thee mine forever. Bonnie Mary of Argyle.
Well, Mary, that was for you. Foster and Allen and Bonnie Mary of Argyle. There we dropped in on a ceilidh that was taking place, and the music for that ceilidh was produced by the Kilfenora Ceilidh Band, one of the most popular ceilidh bands throughout Ireland. As you're aware, Ireland is an island and we depend a lot on fishing. There are some huge fishing ports around the coast of Ireland, up in Donegal, we have Killybegs, and right down the west coast and along the south coast and even on the east coast. But fish is not the only thing that comes out of the sea. Well, not so much around Ireland, but in the North Sea, up off the coast of UK, of Britain, and up in northern Scotland, they drill for oil. And lots of Irish men, young Irish lads, take themselves off to the oil rigs. And rather than maybe go across to the UK or to America or even as far as Australia. But here's a song sung for us by the Jolly Beggarman, and it's entitled Black Gold. Black Gold, which, of course, is oil.
There's good money, don't you fear, said the man down by the pier. For the sea is alive and it's calling. Won't you chase the new black gold where once the herring showed? There's black gold in the deep waters, Johnny, where the North Sea wind is blowing. And a day is a lifetime too long, where we drill, sweat and toil to take the ocean's oil. There's black gold in the deep waters, Johnny. There are men from Scapel Flow and a kid from Sandy Row and set for men who look all spit and sparkle. And the money's sounding big, joy riding on the rig. But you chased a new black gold without your gargle, where the North Sea wind is blowing. And a day is a lifetime too long, where we drill, sweat and toil to take the ocean's oil. There's black gold in the deep waters, Johnny. There's 12-hour shifts to do, playing nursemaid to the crew. There's loneliness and fear and empty ocean. From the Shetlands to the Kish, they're chasing oil instead of fish. Or black gold in the deep waters, Johnny, where the North Sea wind is blowing. And a day is a lifetime too long, where we drill, sweat and toil to take the ocean's oil. There's black gold in the deep waters, Johnny. Sure, the rig's a second home, sitting pretty o'er the foam. A way of life that's new to every nation. And there's 100 extra quid to go diving with the squid. For black gold in the deep waters, Johnny, where the North Sea wind is blowing. And a day is a lifetime too long, where we drill, sweat and toil to take the ocean's oil. There's black gold in the deep waters, Johnny, where the North Sea wind is blowing. And a day is a lifetime too long, where we drill, sweat and toil to take the ocean's oil. There's black gold.
The Jolly Beggarman, telling us all about the life of those who work on the rigs drilling for oil. Now, do you mind if I have a little bit of self-indulgence here and play for you one of my favourite Johnny McAvoy tracks? You all know that I'm a big Johnny McAvoy fan. He never recorded a bad track in his life and he made lots of tracks. Very talented musician. A song that has happy memories for me. It takes me back to the days when I worked with the band and we travelled all over, as I've said before, and we'd find ourselves in Donegal one night and Cork the next and Galway and maybe in Dublin. But whenever we played in Donegal, I was always asked to sing this song. It says, well, everything about Donegal and the people that live there. Johnny McAvoy.
I've just stepped in to see you all. I'll only stay a while. I want to see how you're getting on. I want to see you smile. I'm happy to be back again to greet you one and all. For there's no place else on earth just like the homes of Donegal. I long to see your happy faces smiling at the door. The kettle singing on the hob as I step up the floor. And soon the teapot's filling up my cup that's far from small. For your hearts are like your mountains in the homes of Donegal. I long to sit alone with you and while away the nights with tales of yore and fairy lore beside your fireside bright. And then to see prepared for me a bed beside the wall. There's a rest for weary wanderers in the homes of Donegal. Time must come and I must go. I bid you all adieu. The open highway calls me forth to do the things I do. And when I'm wandering far away, I'll hear your voices call. And please God, I'll soon return unto the homes of Donegal. And please God, I'll soon return unto the homes of Donegal.
Your heart are like your mountains in the homes of Donegal. So true. Johnny McAvoy. And now for some amazing banjo playing from Jerry O'Connor. I don't think I'll get all of this in. Francie Brereton's Jig. How about this for banjo playing?
Thank you.
Gerry O'Connor bringing this week's Sounds Irish to a close. Hope you've enjoyed the programme, friends. This is Joe Bolland saying, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're doing it again, no matter what radio station you're listening to me on, see you all next week. Travel safely. Sloan. Bye.